Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Patriot Family Chat. I am one of your hosts, Linda, here in California. It's gorgeous, perfect summer day, and I just had to play White Rabbit because we do live in an Alice in Wonderland, upside-down, crazy town world. And we'll talk about that in a second, and I'll wait for Bill to come in. And hopefully Yo has sound. Please let me know if you guys can hear me. I know she's having some problems, and I hope Bill can hear me as well. He said he could hear good old Gray Slick. I love that song, and we're going to talk about that because Glenn had an incredible show today and commercial. No, I don't think I'm doing a commercial, but it's an ancient song, so it's not like anybody's going to get rich off of it. But it's okay. Okay. She was saying commercial because she was hearing commercial. And Bill, are you there?
I'm here.
Awesome. We can hear you. I can hear you, so I hope she can, too. So she finally got sound.
There was a commercial before White Rabbit.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Then that's, you know what? That's BTR. That's terrible what they're doing. Oh, you know, it's getting to be a real pain. I'm hoping
come
we
on,
can.
Come on, Linda. We all know that we're being singled out across the nation by all the kinds of media, social networks, so the NSA and all this and that, and we're worried about all that, and we're going to healthcare. Under the healthcare, the IRS is going to get more information than what NSA's got.
Did you see the? It was on Facebook today, talking about inside this evil amnesty bill about the $1.5 billion for Obamacare cars for the youth. Have you seen that?
Yeah,
that was all over Facebook. Oh my God. I can't even believe it. Let me see if I can show you this one. This was kind of cute. Rod sent me a email, but he hasn't signed into BTR yet. He's probably can't get in. So it's kind of funny. It says, here is a quote from nearly 100 years ago that appears to reach the level of prophecy. Nostradamus would be in awe of H.L. Mencken. He's talking about democracy, although we live in a republic. It says, as democracy is perfected, the office of the president represents more and more closely the inner soul of the people. On some great and glorious day, the plain folks of the land will reach their heart's desire at last, and the White House will be occupied by a downright fool and a complete narcissistic moron, H.L. Mencken. the Baltimore Evening Sun, July 26, 1920. So I sent it back to him, and I said, thanks, that explains it.
Oh, in a way, it so does. I mean,
yeah.
we buttered our own bread by sitting silent for so long and not paying attention. And here we are today, and I got to wonder, like I was last night, right before I started having my vertigo attacks, I had people here, and I was got off and, like, lost it for a few minutes there about,
oh my gosh.
I can tell you, I can put you the facts out there, the evidence out there, and everything else, but until you take it seriously, what good am I doing?
I know.
Until people wake up and take this serious, until people wake up and realize the real threats that are coming at them, it's going to get ugly, and it's going to get ugly real fast, and everybody's going to act like, well, what happened? What happened? Dumbasses, we've been trying to tell you for over 6 years what's going on.
Oh, I know. Well, look, here's the thing. I watched the whole show today on Beck with Alveda King. It was absolutely astounding. She is an amazing woman. They went through so much, Bill. Can you imagine the trepidation and the fear that those people must have had, regardless of how many were standing next to them and these types of things?
Yeah.
I mean, look. Glenn said that he's rolling this out. This movement's going to roll out probably in September. I don't think we have that long, but he'll change his tune. He'll change his tune when this starts coming down the pike. He'll push it up. He'll have to. He'll do it in August. He'll be doing it in probably the middle of July. I'm ready to go. In other words, but then here was the deal. What Alveda said was she, when her uncle got shot and killed, her dad was, you know, right there. And she was so hurt and distressed and so upset and so angry. She, all this hatred was pouring out of her heart, even though she'd done all this prior work of praying that God wouldn't leave hate in her heart while she was doing the marching and everything else. But she said, I hate white people. I hate white people. And her father says, no. The white people did not kill your uncle. The devil did. You cannot blame just the people. It's the sin that you must go against, you know? And I think he was right, because he told her there was plenty of white people in those marches. And if you look at that footage, you'll see them. I mean, there wasn't a huge amount, but at least they were there.
You know, I'm a small-town kid living in Brownstown, Indiana. And at the time, there was not a black in Brownstown. Yet, Mr. King, at the period of time, was more inspirational to me in my life, and I hold him in higher regards than I do any of the white politicians that were around at that time, because most of them were racist had racist tendencies, especially here in my area. I mean, it was bad.
It's all over the country. There's people in Michigan who have called, you know, people the N-word for eons, as far back as I can remember, when I was like in my early 20s.
You know, I don't see that as a means to fire a person.
Look, I agree. I mean, look, this whole Paula Deen thing, and I posted it on Facebook because my cousin from wherever he's from now, I can't remember where he's at now, but I had my dad was one of five, and there was like a gazillion cousins on that side, so I lose track, but he was on Facebook, and he was kind of upset because Paula Deen got fired. And I posted, I said, I think we should support and defend the First Amendment and free speech no matter what. You know, whether you agree with him or not is one thing. But firing people because somebody's offended, I mean, we're all about this offending nonsense. This is the PC nonsense that has helped to destroy our nation.
While we're talking about the firing of people, you do realize in that immigration bill, it's like a $5,000 bonus to the company to get rid of legal workers and hire illegals.
Well, yeah, because they don't have to deal with any of the Obamacare for some reason. Yeah, look, all this is tied together. You know this is going on. You know that this is anti-sovereignty. I've got it tomorrow. I've got to go to another meeting because I'm going to stand up in front of the city council and explain to them what I felt and what I said and what I was all about in that Sandag meeting, because they need to hear it. You know, I've just about had it. My threshold of patience is wearing very thin. Let me tell you, I don't know what else to do, but tell them they need to understand the word sovereignty and what a sovereign nation is all about. That means they are free from outside control and outside influences and outside totalitarian.
My daughter and her husband are taking their GED test here in Indiana.
Okay.
McClellan GED stuff out of Columbus, Indiana. And if you read that test, that is the most liberal, indoctrinated, socialist-viewed test I have ever read in my life.
What did it have in it?
When it gives a question about why did such and such happen, 9/11.
Right.
The answers it gives are the answers you would think that the Democratic Party would ask you, the questions. They're not
right.
even related. There's no in-between. It's all strictly biased, socialist views
sure.
answers. The poor answers you get, none of them will match up to the truth.
Right.
My daughter first come in there and she said, all right, who started space exploration? And she tried to give me NASA and stuff, and I'm like, well, you'd be wrong there. Space exploration started back when people started looking to the stars.
Yep, absolutely. Way before that. No, they don't teach them anything. This is what was one of my arguments, which my problem is my delivery is bad because I wear my emotions on my sleeve, and I've got to stop doing that because that will get me into like way more trouble than I want to be in. So, you know what I'm saying? But I was surrounded by these libtards, and they were all spewing this Marxist social justice stuff, and I had to stand up and call it out. You know, I've got to, like I said, I got to figure out how to do it without completely sounding like Jesse Ventura. But I have speak.
I myself got to learn to wear sunglasses because I'm told my eyes are intimidating. And I'm like, I don't know. I got to see.
You should wear the sunglasses.
Bill, when you start talking, your eyes are like fire, and it intimidates people. They think you're going to explode any second.
Yeah, tell them you don't want the blood to shoot out and get all over them. Exactly. I mean, that's the way I felt. I could feel my anxiety and my blood pressure just going through the roof during this whole thing. And I only stayed for part of the meeting because I thought, you know what? I'm probably not going to do myself any good or anybody else. I grabbed the piece of paper and I basically wrote to them the next day. And I can get it if I can go find it. You can speak for a second, but we'll talk also more about, we're going to go into the immigration thing. We're going to finish up on what Glenn wants to do. And we're going to probably go into this, garbage with the global climate change speech I heard parts of today, which just made me lose it. Okay. Go ahead.
You know, any truth that comes up against them, they totally ignore. And anybody who comes up against them, well, they tear them down. They try to destroy them and stuff, but they don't ever destroy what the facts they bring. They can't do that. So they tear down the person. They go after the individual. The truth is, show me that there's not a global scam going on. Post the names of everybody around the world invested in or tied into the carbon exchanges.
Right.
Put that list out for the world's people to see so that we will all know the truth because you will see that the same people who are the same scientists, they got a grant and a piece of the pie to make these lies. They got grants to specifically side with global warming, although our science totally shows that in the last 16 years we've had a flat line.
Oh, I know. I could go into the science of it, but when you've got people at the table and there's four or five of them shouting you down at the same time, saying that the scientists have agreed and all this stuff, and you know, and I'm like, yeah, well, what about the 30,000 that don't agree with you?
That's when you use psychology. When I get confronted like that and they start screaming, four or five of them trying to keep me from spouting facts, I start laughing hysterically. They all stopped looking at me like, what's wrong with you? And I said, you people are so stupid. Here's the facts. You don't want to argue about them. You just want to attack me. Attack the facts. Prove the facts wrong.
Absolutely. So here's what I wrote. I wrote to my friend because I was trying to give them, you know, an idea of what I had sent, because I had wrote it on this thing and I mailed it exactly the same day, the next morning, because I wanted them to have it yesterday. They probably got it yesterday. Anyway. So I sent this to my buddy who was there, and I sent it to my friend who had asked for it, because she always says, what did she say? Something about, she says, way to go. Thanks for standing up for what is right. So here's what I said. I told Gary, because he was there, he's from, he's part of that Americans Protecting Property Rights, you know, the anti-Agenda 21 crowd. So I told him, I left after the second table. I was the only person not spewing Marxism and social justice. I lost it. Sorry, I cannot wait for these people to wake up. We are at the 11th hour. I did, however, take one of their papers where they want you to mail in your written comments. Oh, and you bet I did that this morning to get it in the mail today. I basically said I felt this was a vision meeting with a predetermined outcome, and I did not like it. I told them I do not believe in man-made climate change, nor that humans cause it. Told them to do some research on UN Agenda 21, ICLEI, the Wildlands Project, etc. I said your terms like smart growth, sustainability, and complete streets are right out of the charter by the UN. I told them to look, I told them I took offense to terms like social equity and social justice, that Karl Marx took that phrase from Plato, and that Lenin and Stalin loved the idea. And look how that played out for the poor people in Russia after the Bolshevik Revolution, that I believe in maximum freedom and maximum personal individual responsibility. I said all the folks who are in on the sustainable development road do not believe in private property rights. And as for me, no thanks. I let them have it as best that I could. I'm probably going to do part of that speech tomorrow at the city council, because they're a part of it. And Sandag is voluntary, like so is ICLEI. And that's how these guys are doing this, Bill. They've got this regionalism all sewn up.
Well, I'm going to tell you something there. You can probably tie your elected council in with CARE Care One. Look up the properties. CARE One. It lists the properties owned by your city. It gives national and all this and that, but you can break it down to the city levels. And it tells you the properties owned by the cities, and it also lists the revenues the cities get from those properties. And I bet if you get to looking, you'll find out that your city group that's in there fighting so hard for all this has investments tied directly into this.
Okay. Oh, are you talking about the CAFR, C-A-F-R?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I did look in some of it. I need to go back to that again because it's a long read and a long video.
One thing I push for, Linda, is, and the only way you're going to get the corruption in our legal, our political system, our legal system out of there, is you've got to expose the insider investing and insider trading that these people participate in while they're in office, and how keep handing it down to the keeping it within their family or within their friends, that power and that slush fund.
Absolutely. Well, the other thing, we're going to go back to this in a second, but what's going to happen, what they want to do is, back in the day, Martin Luther King had two pieces of paper that he was very adamant about, and there was like these 10 commandments of their movement, and it went through, it was like you signed a pledge and you had to sign it in order to be a part of the marching movement, etc. And it was like adamant about being biblically based, loving everybody, taking all the hate out of your heart. You had to read the Bible and pray every day and meditate on it so that you could be ready for this. And it was just an amazing thing. And then there was these six steps to win a war like this, you know, when you're doing something like this. And one was to, they only got through the first three today. It was having the facts perfect and absolutely upfront in your head so you don't even have to pull out a piece of paper. Like if we've got to know our Constitution, the message has to be clear, it has to be consistent, and it has to be super factual, and they can't, you know what I mean? They can't take it apart. So two and three, I'll have to go back and reread on glennbeck.com of what was going on there, but let me tell you, it's amazing what we're going to have to go through. And some people may get killed in this movement. Some people may go to jail. Some people might lose their lives, fortune, and sacred honor. But we better do something. And we better do it the way...
Linda, I'm going to tell you, and I tell everybody, you're about to see the slaughter of billions of people.
Oh, I know that. But what I'm saying is, look, Bill, if there's a way to do this and get it done right, we can avoid that French Revolution-style outcome. That's what I'm afraid of, too. I don't want that either. But if we can do this...
Linda, let me ask you something.
What's that?
Does the Bible say you'll stop it?
Well, I don't know. What I'm saying is... I don't know. All I know is Martin Luther King did a really good job, and they got their civil rights, and they were treated with respect after all was said and done. Things changed. People's hearts got changed, and people's laws got changed. So I don't know. I just, again,
now
you
have people using those same principles and ideologies for the wrong reasons.
Well, what they're saying, I was going to Ron came in. Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome, Ron, and hope you're feeling better. I know you're probably sick as a dog just thinking about your family and stuff. We're praying for your dad. Hope he's doing a little better. I know it's real tough. So if you want to call in and hang out with us for a little bit, that's great. No, Bill, I get what you're saying, because that's what Glenn had talked about for the past 3 years. He does not want to see a bloody guillotine French Revolution. And if we do it the wrong way, that's the way it's going to happen. And I mean, I don't know.
I don't know where anybody got the ideology that you win a war by just, you know, being pacifist. That's not true. You will never win a war that way.
Okay, but what about, I mean, you can't take just what we have. I don't care how many. I mean, even if you had your own rocket launchers, you ain't going to win against these guys in that kind of a scenario. So,
Linda, they have already showed us that 2 million people plus in the streets means nothing. The media will ignore it, and the government will act like it never happened.
I don't know. Maybe
it's like throwing water, a thimble of water on a raging 50-acre forest fire.
To me, it's worth a shot and see. Let's see what happens. You know what I'm saying?
Our shot is to go after the people that. Before this next election, and replace those senators that just betrayed the United States.
Well, that's absolutely true. And thanks, Ron, for joining us. Welcome, sir. Hope you're doing better.
I feel much better. Boy, it came on pretty quick yesterday. I do apologize. I really wanted to do my show.
Yeah. Well, now's your chance. You got a whole hour.
Oh,
we're just bent. I know. It's crazy. That's what Glenn said. He says, I never thought I'd have to do this type of a movement. He says, but we're in crazy town now. It's here.
Well, I'm gonna toot my own horn a little bit. I don't know, what does everybody think about Mr. Snowden now?
I haven't heard the latest, because I have been inundated with trying to fight against the 15 traitors on the Senate bill.
I would initiate a trade for Mr. Snowden. George Soros to Russia for Mr. Snowden.
Well, he's not in Russia. And here's the thing that gets me. Guys, you know, if I were going to write a plot, I'm dead serious about this. If I were going to write a plot, sorry, I was reading Yola's thing and got rotten in there. If I was going to write a plot about a snitch, I would use Snowden. The guy comes out of nowhere. Nobody knows who he is. It's never been verified that he's done anything more than be a janitor for Booz Allen. He comes out allegedly in Hong Kong with some video interview. A, we don't know where they're at. B, we don't know who this guy is. Seriously.
Right.
Is he who he says he is? Has he done what he claims to have done? And then, of course, the talking pundits, oh, I guarantee you the next stop is going to be Russia or China. Well, what's he do? He goes to China and then Russia. And then allegedly going to Cuba. I mean, this guy's on a whirlwind tour of all of America's quote-unquote alleged enemies, right?
Right.
You couldn't script it any better. This thing smells
to
a big pile of cow patty. And it has from the get-go. I said from the start,
sure.
I don't believe it. I mean, we've got no verification of anything. So
okay.
I'm just not buying it.
Is this another part of the distraction? Because now we've got to deal with
it. That's what I see it as, a distraction.
Absolutely. 100%
yep.
distraction.
And here's
and
the thing.
And nobody's talking about the IRS anymore.
And
Nobody's talking about the Benghazi and NSA.
Well,
yep.
I just saw a poll today, and the majority that took the poll were Democrats. 71% of them want Benghazi still investigated.
Okay,
well,
look.
They're going to have to come up with something better than Snowden, then, aren't they?
They've got,
oh, yeah.
yeah, they've got, look, look at all the scandals
Snowden,
that.
Snowden's not grabbing the headline, is not grabbing the people's interest as much as they think it is. People
no,
are still
like,
seeing the IRS, and we're finding out the IRS was even heavier targeting and stuff, and longer targeting of conservative groups. Now, they're going to try to say, well, progressive groups were targeted, too. No, progressive groups didn't have to answer the questionnaires that the conservative groups did.
Right.
No,
so
because, look, the progressive groups are largely comprised of people that don't work for a living in the first damn place.
So here, yeah, exactly. Here's the
And they were hoping that this deal with Snowden would steal away the thunder that they're betraying the American public with this amnesty lie that they're pushing.
That's one of them. And you know what else? There's a lot of people, because I, like I told you yesterday, before right as we went on the air and stuff, that whole day, I tried 5 or 6 times to get into that Capitol switchboard. You couldn't get in there when I was on. So people were flooding.
I got an announcement. I don't know if anyone's noticed this or not, but I do believe our guest is Patrick.
Oh, cool.
He signed in through Facebook. It says Patrick Rohrbach.
Oh, cool.
Well,
all right.
That's our Pat.
Awesome.
Hey, dude,
Pat,
welcome.
Where in the heck have you been hiding, brother?
I
call
know.
In, man. We miss you.
Oh, yeah. Please call in. That would be awesome.
He's on the Patriot Family Facebook thing every day. Talk to him on Facebook. And Pat's really, I mean, he's out there doing his part.
Oh, I know he is. I don't do the whole Facebook thing, but it's outstanding to see Pat here. Man, I've missed his commentary, and I've got a stack of pikes all sharpened up in the backyard. I'm ready to go when he is.
Because he used to say, kill them all and let God sort it out. Oh, God, that was funny. I love that.
Any idea when we'll start changing the site over? Because right now, when everybody's finding out that Facebook is sucking up and giving all the information of us conservatives to the government and all this and that, people are looking for something else, and it's time that we start drawing them in and take off.
Well, and, you know, the way the site is set up, and I was thinking about that, and I'm sorry, I just have not had a chance to do anything with all this going on with my dad.
Right. Well, we understand that, Ron.
Well, I know, but it's still, you know, I want to be involved. There's a lot of stuff I want to do, and
we understand.
Okay, I got area code 417. I hope we're not getting too much feedback. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
This
is Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Hey,
welcome.
Pat.
Welcome aboard, brother.
Yeah, I finally got figured away in.
Awesome.
Pat, I've had to be finding my own little secret to getting in and out of here myself, and like I told you on the Facebook there, you can call into the show. Don't even got to go through the Facebook stuff. Just call into the show and sit there and listen or get involved. Let us know what's going on there where you're at, Pat.
I'm trying to tear this local government down.
Yeah, me too.
The United Nations Agenda 21.
Yep.
If I can't tear it down, I'll blow it down.
You know, that's what I'm up against. That's what we were talking about in the top of the show, because I had the meeting at Sandag meeting, and then tomorrow night I'm supposed to go in front of city council as a public person and speak. And I've got to tell them that this is wrong. They've got to get away from this, and the corruption in our local government's got to stop. We're done. You know, I can't play anymore.
They are not. Local governments cannot make treaties with foreign entities. They can go to prison for that.
They don't care.
If I bring that up, if they don't want to be hung in front of their families, they better quit.
Well, you know, they've whored themselves out. They've absolutely...
No, sure.
Local
yeah.
government has whored themselves out to the feds And yep. anybody yeah, else yeah. that comes courting with a pocket
out
full of cash.
United Nations.
Yep. That's
anybody
what it is.
Throw money in their pockets.
That's
exactly correct.
And Sandag, and they, I can't remember the name, the one up in, I think it's Advag or something. It's up in the One Bay Area up in San Francisco. They have the same, it's all regional. This regionalism started, you know, Ron, you know where it started. Yep. And we had good old Ronald Reagan in 1974 right here in sunny Southern California and all of it. And he didn't endorse it completely, but he didn't, you know, say no. And then it started taking root behind the scenes, just like the Agenda 21 did. Because they knew they had to, you know what I mean? They had to go through the back door, and they've done it.
Now, Linda, you cannot be disparaging old Ronnie Reagan. That's going to get you drawn and quartered, my dear.
Hey,
oh, I know.
I
you mean by the establishment?
I lived in California when Ronnie Reagan was the governor, and I can remember quite a few times friends of mine that worked for Caltrans getting IOUs for their paycheck.
Yep. Oh, and yeah, Caltrans is another one of these. Yeah, Caltrans is another one of these transportation road people. It's all tied in together. It's been going coming down. Yeah, it's coming down the pike for a long time. We're getting royally, and then you know the Caliph and Chiefs out there. What was it earlier today with his Georgetown University speech on global climate change? My head will explode. I can't take this guy, but I'm hearing a lot of chatter that people are ticked off. They don't want amnesty. They don't want global this. They want jobs. And they know that everything is job
and
killing.
It's not the federal government's job to hire people unless they're going to work for the government.
Oh,
well,
I
know. I had the
more employees of our employees. That's what I keep stressing to everybody. All their laws, they can shove them up their ass. They're not worth the paper they're written on. Employees have never been my boss and never will be my boss.
I had the opportunity.
They come to my house and I'll stomp their ass in my front yard.
There you go.
I sent an email to Obama and told him, come on out of here, boy. I grew up in Hawaii when you was there. I'll teach you why you left Hawaii and why you don't like America. I know why. Because he got his ass kicked every fucking day he went to school.
Yeah, I'll bet he did. Yeah, absolutely. Well, if
did.
It wasn't one
you
reason, there was another.
They didn't ask him to pitch on the ball team.
Or much of anything else except be part of the Chum gang. What a
well, from what
a
I understand, he's not much of a pitcher. He's more of a catcher, but, you know.
And he likes old. And he likes old men, not young men. He likes the older guys.
He likes them tight ends, and he's also a wide receiver. I can't stand him. Yeah. Oh, I just can't stand him.
I had the opportunity today to speak with Michael Steele.
Oh, wow.
Anybody remember who that is?
Yeah,
he's
the
GOP.
There you go. Now, I thought that the Earth had stopped and reversed its rotation. Because the guy that I listen to every morning, Mike Church on Sirius, has been on vacation. And who did they have filling his spot today but Michael Steele?
Oh,
are
my
you
word.
Flipping kidding me?
Oh, wow.
You know, Mike Church is, I mean, he preaches every single day about little r Republicanism.
Uh-huh.
And the establishment bullshitters that are up there are just as slippery snakes as the Democrats, and there ain't no damn difference.
No, there
and
is.
And this fake conservatism bullshit. And here they've got Michael Steele on his radio program.
My God.
I almost fell out of my chair. So they were go ahead.
If I might, Ron, you're telling me that they're both two different piles of the same crap.
You're exactly right. And they were talking about this amnesty or immigration reform, the frick you want to call it, right? And so he's going through this. So I'm writing stuff down on a piece of paper. And I called in because I knew I could get through. He doesn't have, you know, it's not like Glenn Beck or Sean Hannity where he's got a snowball's chance in Hades of getting through.
Right.
So I get through the call screener and I told him what I want, what my comment was. And I got on. The guy ahead of me was talking about, you know, the problem isn't the illegals. It's not the illegal immigrants. You can't fault them for wanting to better their lives. And we're rolling out the frickin' red carpet for him, for God's sakes, and I agree with that. We are. He's exactly right. So the problem is these damn businesses that hire the illegals knowingly, and why do they do that? Well, because the government is making it almost necessary to do so to even try and earn a damn profit. So
right.
I get on there, and I told him, I said, well, you know, Michael, you know, it sounds to me like what is the message that Congress is sending with this immigration reform? Because from where I sit, as a wage earner and a high-level wage earner, okay, from where I sit, it seems to me that Congress is saying, if enough people violate the law and they continue doing it long enough, Congress will rewrite the law to accommodate you.
Then what's their problem with marijuana?
And he said, well, you know, it does kind of seem that way, doesn't it? I said, it certainly does. And I said, don't get me wrong, because I'm encouraged by this. And the reason I'm encouraged by this is because I know there are millions of other Americans out there that are in my same situation. They're wage earners, and they're sick and tired of paying for all this crap. So it seems to me the solution, if I'm reading the signals correctly from Congress, the solution is for all of us to revolt and say, no, we're not paying any taxes anymore.
Yep, that's
and me. Then Congress will rewrite the law.
Yeah. What do you say?
He laughed and he said, well, we've done that once already, didn't we? With the Boston Tea Party, he said, we're not taking this crap, and threw it in the harbor. I said, well, maybe that's what we need to do again.
Oh, this time we should say we're not taking that crap and throw the elected in the harbor.
Yes, sir.
And bulldoze that whole damn town down, because it represents nothing but crime and corruption.
I'll tell you right now, I was a middle linebacker
in high school, and I just loved to clothesline a couple of these elected.
Oh, you know. Especially the liar in chief.
Yeah, the caliph in chief. Yeah,
I'll be honest with you. I'm afraid somehow he'd catch blood and I'd get AIDS.
Oh, God. Put on a plastic tarp, Bill.
I don't think Obama is for any of us mortals to deal with. I think Obama's going to get dealt with harshly.
Huge.
By the Lord. And there's nobody on this planet, all his minions, all his backers together can't help him.
Nope.
They can gather all their defenses, and it'd be like throwing a grain of sand at the sun trying to put it out.
Do you know why? Because the Satan's head is the Lord's footstool, and that's a fact, Jack. So we got this one covered, but we've got to stand up, and I'm still thinking, I don't know how we're going to do it, Bill. You know.
Well, like I said, we're going to get this site redone here. We're going to start dragging people here. I've got so many contacts off of Facebook that if we had something better going with our site, I could drag people here. We could get them involved on our site, because we're not going to do them the way Facebook and Zuckerberg done them.
When we were talking earlier because of Snowden and the distraction, because we've got people ticked off about amnesty, which is all part of Agenda 21, you know that, which Common Core is as well. The Obamacare is as well. The lack of sovereignty, this goes way back, way before even George H.W., you know, that New World Order piece of garbage.
It goes back to 1871 in the 41st Congress, when they wrote their own constitution for Washington, D.C.
Yep.
And federal land.
Oh, yeah.
The Constitution of the United States is their constitution. The Constitution for the United States is our founder's document. And that's mine.
Right. Yeah.
I know. They can take theirs and jam it up their ass.
They could use it for the old TP, right? The old toilet paper for
did
the outhouse.
Did anybody listen to Glenn today?
Not yet, because his radio show doesn't come on for another hour and 20 minutes, but I did see his TV show with Alveda King. I loved it. I didn't get to hear it. Go ahead.
Give us a heads up, Ron.
One of the things he was talking about was Egypt. And our internet at work kept cutting out. But, you know, I read the other day, and I don't know if I said this last week or not. Do you know we're training troops in riot control right now to send to Egypt?
I thought they were going to Syria.
Yeah.
No, they're going to Egypt.
For riot.
Oh, my God.
Riot control is a civil matter. That's for the people of Egypt to deal with, not our troops.
Because now that they've got Morsi, they don't like it. They don't like the way things are going.
Obama's protecting his Muslim Brotherhood buddy by sending our troops over there to defend him against rioters.
Well, let me tell you, guys, I've talked about this before, and I know sometimes, and I don't think that of my group here, but sometimes things fall on deaf ears. But when I say that they are rebuilding Babylon, I mean it in the literal sense. That's what they believe. I'm not saying I believe in their ideology. I don't.
Right.
So you got to start asking some questions. Number one, remember we've talked about the necessity of Israel in the Middle East.
Right.
1948. That won't happen. Israel doesn't exist without the United Nations and the Soviets and the U.S. voting it. Now, where is Babylon? Where is the original Babylon?
Isn't it Jerusalem?
No, the original Babylon is in Iraq.
Oh, wow.
Saddam Hussein was rebuilding Babylon. It's still there. Matter of fact, the Lion's Gate, Ishtar's Gate is still standing.
Wow.
Do you know, I can take you on the U.S. government website on thomas.gov, and I can show you the legislation where we appropriated $11 million to send to Iraq for their antiquities department for rebuilding Babylon, the original actual site of Babylon. Now, Saddam was building a huge palace there.
Jeez.
And he actually had the throne room completely, the walls all erected. It's enormous. Now, where is the largest U.S. embassy in the world?
Iraq.
Yeah. Remember that? Remember when everybody was fussing about Ron Paul was really on the program about them building the enormous embassy in Iraq.
Oh, wow.
Why is it? And now what country is falling, or what are they trying to collapse? Syria. Damascus.
Yes.
It's biblical. I've been telling you guys, you're played for a damn fool. And they are playing it right by the numbers. They are trying to make it appear as if Scripture is being fulfilled. And they're playing both against the middle. I swear.
For a holy war.
Yes, this is exactly what's happening.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. That's schmucks. So,
I said that a long time ago, Ron. They would pit the two top of religions against each other, and then they will take out the winner.
Yep.
There's your 6 billion people.
Exactly.
Damn. Oh, this is awful.
There's your universal religion, because they're going to blame the war on the Muslims and the Christians.
Sure.
So it'll be all religion's fault. And remember what Saddam Hussein said? You're starting a holy war, and it'll be the mother of all wars. I think old Saddam knew more about what was going on than we gave him credit for.
Probably. Well, yeah, it sounded like it.
He could not have been an idiot and kept the control on that country that he did.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you're right. We're being played because that's the only way I think that this New World Order, one of the ways the New World Order hits, and they need to take
president that's fulfilling prophecy himself.
Well, yeah, but he's that guy. I swear to God, he has to have all those czars. He can't tie his own damn shoes.
We always call him a puppet, but all evil is a puppet of Satan.
Right. But he still has puppet masters, and they're higher up on the food chain. You know that. He's too stupid to be up on the food chain.
I just put a thing up there with Soros, using him as a wooden puppet.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
They'll eat the fool when they're done with him.
So, by the way,
I
know. A useful idiot.
Guys, just a side note: pressure cooker anthrax assassinate sniper White House, bomb, nuclear, jihad, Tea Party,
DHS.
Obama.
We're on everybody's list anyway. I mean, I'm sure before all this stuff came out, we've been on it. You know that. Oh please.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. There's no way around this. I mean, we got this is 1980.
If we're not on it, we're not doing our jobs. Yeah, I consider it a badge of honor. Me too, Pat.
Amen.
Yep. I know. Well, look. We got to stand up for what's right, and you know, again, I don't even know if it's going to be worth trying to call the House representatives. I'm going to try to keep that bill out of that House.
I'm going to wear my congressman out.
Yeah.
Blunt, I called his office, Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri. I called his office. Oh, his interns. Oh, he's not voting for any of it. A lying sack of shit. I got that. Today the list of who voted for and who voted against, and him and Claire McCaskill voted for it.
Yep, they lie. And did you see, I don't know if anybody checked out the first, I think it was the first couple segments of good old Greta Van Susteren on Fox last night. I had to turn the TV off, and then I didn't turn it off. I just switched it over to Criminal Minds because that was a heck of a lot more entertaining. And he had this Cheshire Cat grin on his face. I swear, it was like he was... Yeah, he had that S-eating grin on his face that just made me want to throw up. And he was so happy that he got this cloture passed or whatever this stupid thing is, which also, as far as I understand, is including, is it $1.5 billion for some pork barrel nonsense Obama wants for the cars? Oh, I can't take it anymore. Well, there's no rule of law. These people are just, it's an oligarchy. I'm sick of it.
Their rule of law. That's what rule of law is, because don't have common law anymore. We have their laws.
No, we have
their laws. Nothing to these people. They violate it at every turn.
Yeah,
they are aiding and abetting a foreign invasion of the United States, which is treason.
This is the rule of men. This is not the rule of law. This is the rule of men, like a monarchy, okay? Only we've got an oligarchy, and they need to go.
I operate my life. To God's laws and the Constitution and the rest of it, they stick up their ass.
I know. I agree, Pat. I agree with you wholeheartedly. No, we've got to take it back to the founding. I mean, take it all the way back and just start over.
Every time somebody puts something up that says, I support the Constitution of the United States, I tell them, well, you're involved in treason. Because the Constitution of the United States is theirs. It's not ours. Ours is four.
Right. I mean, look.
The
Oath Keepers are wonderful. I love the Oath
Keepers. They got it wrong, too. They got it wrong, too. They say the Constitution of the United States.
Well, what's
their... on their website.
I know. They're I'm pretty sure that... I think that if they're using the wrong language, it's not because they don't agree with...
They don't understand... Yeah, they don't understand the semantics words.
I get it, but you know what? If they're out there to protect the fourth, fifth, first, second, and all them, and the third, you know, I'm happy about that because we need that kind of help.
But the idiots in charge are laughing all the time whenever anybody says they support the Constitution of the United States because that's their document. It's online.
Right.
You can look at it. Type it in any search engine. Constitution for the United States.
Right.
And when you go there, all of them, they'll have Constitution for, and then all a whole shitload of us. And it's a totally different document. If you type in 41st Congress in 1871 Constitution, you'll see their document.
Sure.
Totally different from ours.
Oh, see, this is the problem. You know, we're operating in the dark, not realizing what the heck, you know, how this shadow party, shadow government's going on.
They love playing word games.
Oh, yeah.
My
gosh.
If you catch on to something, they'll change the name of it. Outsmarting.
They go from liberal, progressive. You know, they used to be proud to be called socialists, and they were progressives, and now they're liberals.
Well,
they
call them commies. They're communists.
Communist, socialist, Nazis.
Yep.
They're playing
absolutely.
I was forced to read Mein Kampf in high school. Our social studies made us all read it, our social studies teacher. He said, you need to know history.
Right, absolutely. In fact, there was a huge quote from Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf today.
If people would read all of his writings, they'd see America.
That's part of what's going on. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Kill the school kids, get the gun, just like Hitler did.
And the other thing is they're hugely, especially in California, and I know in other states that have not rejected this Common Core. I call it Commie Core. That's what it is. They're indoctrinating them. They are indoctrinating them in California in ways you don't even want to know. It's so disgusting. Back when Obama got elected in 2008, and he got all those horrible evil czars, and one of them was the school, you're going to love this title, the school safety czar, Kevin Jennings, probably a member of NAMBLA and LGBT. Oh, great. School safety, huh? Yeah. NAMBLA?
Yeah.
This is insane.
Had a fist buck the person next to you.
I love Patrick. He brings a lot of color to the show. A lot of us don't use it. That language, but that's all right. You go ahead.
Oh, I do.
It pisses NSA off.
You know, here's the thing. You know, we need to have some levity and we need to have some honesty and you know, all that stuff. Might as well just get it out there.
I have been blamed for that lots in my life. And just about everywhere I work, I intimidated people just because I was me. I had boss I've ever worked for tell me that. I intimidate people.
I know that Bill and I think I sent it to Bill and Ron a couple days ago. I'm hoping you remember that cute little one from Churchill Downs and the jockey that was riding the Silver Cloud in the Seventh Race. That was one of the funniest jokes I have ever seen on the internet, so I had to pass that around. Do you remember that one, guys?
I didn't get it.
I don't have your email. But
well,
that was the one.
Facebook.
That was the one where the kids were in the high urinals in the Churchill Downs, and it was the school teacher was helping them. It was hysterical. Anyway, Ron says he remembers. Yeah, I had to have my mother read it because she was dying laughing. It was really fun. And the guy who sent it to me used to be in Oceanside in the Tea Party groups, and I sent it off to him. He got lucky enough to get out of California, and I said, oh, Preston, I needed to laugh that huge today because it had been, you know, this is crazy town. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We're at that point. We're at the 11th hour, and I've said it, and I'll say it again. That's why I lost it in that meeting of Sandeg. I couldn't take it when I was surrounded by these commies. It was awful. It was terrible.
Glad we left California 30 some years ago, and I ain't never been back. My wife and daughter went back to visit, but I told them I didn't lose nothing there.
It's sad because my whole family's here. I got my sister, all the kids, you know, people, not my children, but her children. And the grandchildren, and my mom's still with me. I've got dancer friends. I've been here like I was 5 years old, so that's like 60 years. And so, I mean, I've been boogie boarding. I love the beach. I'm in San Diego. It's beautiful. The weather's fantastic. But what price freedom? I can't take it anymore. I can't buy ammunition here. I have to go to Nevada to buy ammunition now. I mean, it's nuts. Oh, yeah.
Now, Linda, you just divulged your age on the radio show.
I know. Well,
and look. I would have never guessed.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know you didn't know. Okay, I thought you knew that I was like ancient.
Well, my wife is old too, but I mean, well, wife
oh,
number
she's
one.
Not.
Ron, you're one
she's
of the babies
either.
Of the group.
I know.
She's like what? Three years is. Oh, please, that's nothing.
She's a relic.
You are sick. Thank you. Then I must be, you know, a fossil. Am
I
fossil
always tell her she's like 2 days older than dirt.
Oh, you are. You know what? I'm surprised you're still breathing.
I'm really a bad man, I know.
Oh, God. You guys. Anyway. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's going to be very difficult. I've made a lot of friendships here. I've got dancer friends in the community. I've got patriot friends in the community. I mean, it's going to be tough to leave, but there's another, you know, that's like a huge dichotomy, because I don't want this tyranny anymore. I'm going to fight all these bad things in Indiana too, but it's going to be easier in a red state, I think. I hope.
It's still a pain in the butt here, Linda.
Yeah, I know.
They just follow you like we had here in Missouri. That's why all this crap's happening. There's so many of these morons moved from California out here.
Look at Colorado, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
All the people run from their countries, come here, and then they want the same shit they ran away from.
Exactly. You're right.
They want to recreate the shithole they left. It's like that new movie out, World War Z, you know,
what the Hispanics are doing with the immigration bill? They're turning this country into the hellholes they left.
But see, I don't believe, guys, I know a lot of these Hispanics, and I'm telling you, the vast majority of the Hispanics that come to the U.S., they come here for one reason and one reason only, because they can make money and something they can't do down in Mexico. But there is that group. It's like Islam. There is that fringe bunch of idiots that just are fanatics.
There's not enough corruption here.
Well, then why are we doing something to help them in Mexico? Why aren't we sanctioning their government or doing something like that?
My God,
not like Mexico's ever been our friend. They have allowed every enemy of this country to use that border to cross into this country.
When Bush was president, we sent $40 billion to Mexico to secure their effing southern border?
Oh, yeah, I heard that, too.
Their southern border?
Oh, yeah. And you know what they got in southern Mexico, Ron? They've got foreigners that they've let come in there to do their farm work because their own citizens won't do it.
Right.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But, you know, I mean, with Mexico, as with many countries... Their immigration laws are strictly enforced, and they're very huge. I mean, can you imagine going to Mexico and trying to demand things? They'd laugh at you and then throw you in jail.
They'd
beat you dead. You don't got no rights in Mexico.
That too, absolutely, that as well. And there was a guy who sent me, one of my patriots here sent me a thing today talking about, it was regarding the Muslim population or the lack thereof in Japan. And he said, I didn't know this about Japan. Because they have very, very strict immigration laws there. Okay, here's the thing. When I was younger and I was dancing, I went there four times. I lived there four times, like 4 to 6 months at a time. They enforce their laws. That's a closed club. They don't like intercultural things. They don't like multiculturalism at all. They discourage it hugely. I don't blame them. That's a sovereign country.
You mentioned Islam. You mentioned how they treat Muslims. They treat Christians and Jews and Buddhists and Hindus the same way.
Well, not entirely. They had a lot of Christian ministry up in the northern portion above Tokyo, but they're more prejudiced against what they call gaijins, which would be someone like me, whether it's an American or, you know, English or French, because they really had the old prejudices, the older people, not the young kids, because they, even though they read about it, they don't care that World War II happened. So, but the older ones had a lot of prejudice against Americans. But that's kind of dying out as well. But as far as their immigration laws, every 2 months we had to go to the embassy, get our visas renewed, make sure they had, man, they kept tabs on you like the NSA is doing now. I mean, this was 1982. So I know that they're very strict. They don't play. No, you don't sneak into that country. And let's face it, everybody looks like each other over there. There's all black hair and brown eyes. There is no gaijin-colored hair. Yeah. So you stick out like a sore thumb. Yeah, it's funny. But it's true. They do their laws. They do the laws the way that they see fit for their country. And we used to do that here.
Here, all we hear is the immigration system is broken. Nobody tells the truth. It's never been broken.
It's never been enforced.
It's not enforced.
Absolutely.
It's just not enforced. And
it doesn't matter what they pass. If they're not going to enforce it, it means nothing.
Did anybody remember when the Reagan pushed for amnesty?
Yes.
Yeah.
86.
What year was
that?
1986, yep. Yeah. You know what was going on in Mexico in 1986 in their economy?
No.
The peso against the dollar was devalued 1,552%.
Oh, my God.
It took 150.29 pesos per dollar.
Yep.
At the end of that, because it began in 1982, when it ended in 1988, it took 2,289 pesos to buy $1.
Gee, many gods. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. That's like when we were in Japan, it was 360 yen to a dollar. And
right.
When you traded in $20, you had to find pockets to put it all in.
It was nice, yeah, because even when I went, it was 274 at the highest of my tours. So we had a blast. I mean, it was great. And we were paid in America.
Do you know what it was in 2007?
No.
In Japan, 78. Huh.
Oh, God. Oh, that's really bad. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you think?
Wow. Oh, my God. I was upset when it was 99 or 98. I was, like, freaking out then. Yeah, that's
we're
bad.
We're at, what, 94 now? 97? 97.
Jeez. Wow. Yeah, it's crazy.
While I'm on that topic.
Go ahead.
If you have a little extra cash laying around.
Okay.
I want to encourage anyone listening, go out and buy some silver. Today,
okay.
Tomorrow, next week. If you pay attention to the markets, and you guys know that I keep an eye on this
stuff. Right. What's the price today?
The price today is under 20 bucks. It's 19 and some change, 19.74.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Wow.
But let me tell you, that's not the important thing to look at when you're looking at silver or gold. You need to look at the gold-silver ratio, and right now it's at 65 to 1.
Okay, on silver to gold?
Yes, right. So right now it takes 65 ounces of silver to purchase 1 ounce of gold. That is obscene.
Hurry up and buy all the gold up these rich suckers got so they can crash what gold is worth. I know that's what's coming next.
I'm getting it. I got to get some. I can't wait anymore.
Well,
this
there's only there's only two ways this will three ways. There's only three ways this can play
okay.
out. Okay, the natural ratio is 16 to 1. That's the occurrence of gold to silver in
okay.
the earth. 16 ounces. Usually 1 ounce of silver or 1 ounce of gold for every 16 ounces of silver that is mined. That's the general production rate. The trade rate, the market rate, is typically around 20 to 1.
Okay.
So when I see it at 65 to 1, it's screaming at you that it's so heavily manipulated.
Right.
And I already know, if you go read, you can go read Harvey Organ's Silver and Gold Report, and he'll tell you everything you need to know about what's going on.
Okay.
It is obscene. Even though the prices are crashing, several percentage points,
sure.
The contracts for gold and silver are increasing. That means that people aren't, they're not buffaloed. They're not buying the bullshit.
Yep. Absolutely.
At some point, silver has to rise to close the gap with gold, or gold has to fall to close the gap with silver.
Right.
And that's what's going to happen. That's why they want people to buy gold while they're still advertising like crazy.
But,
yeah.
The thing is...
Come on, buy some gold from us.
Well, but the thing is, Pat, if you look at the valuation compared to the currency, the paper currency that they're pushing, whether it's the yen or the yuan or the euro or any other, it's totally, it makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. We know that Europe is in an absolute economic turmoil, and yet they're still outpacing the dollar. And bear in mind, and you heard it here first, Japan is next to fall.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
Japan
I
is
feel
next.
So, it's sad because those people are wonderful people. They really are.
Japan is going to be your next Greece.
You say that, Linda, and I'll tell you what. They can take their Theory Z all the way back to Japan and stick it as far up their butts as they can. Theory Z was a big part of the destruction of the family centralness in the United States. Series E is you give 12 hours a day or more to the company. The company becomes before your family.
Oh, yeah, I know that. They're a socialist nation, but I mean...
Well, and that is what has kept Japan alive. That's the only reason that they're able to run 250% debt to GDP. That's the only reason. Those people will fall on their sword for their country. But
that's true.
When the people are out of money and they get hungry,
yep,
country be damned.
Revolution.
And that's what
I know.
I'm telling you, that's what's coming, and it's going to be within the next, I would say, 12 months.
Oh, my God.
We produce enough food on this planet to feed twice what we do. We
okay.
have
you know
more
what?
Houses in the United States than we have homeless, than we have people. Yet we're building
right.
more, and they're always complaining about there's not enough houses.
It's
well, how can there be? How is there a shortage of houses when we have more houses than we do people?
Have you seen those?
We've got to have some houses for all these immigrants that are going to come in.
Well, wait a minute, but you've got to look at it, too. You've seen all the reports about the ghost cities in China, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
We're doing the same
exact
thing
same
here.
Thing.
It's just
right.
not as obvious. The Chinese don't care that it's obvious.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think it's
and Ron, that goes right back to an article I posted about them wanting to force people to move into the cities.
Right. This is Agenda 21. Absolutely. That's exactly what they've been doing. They've been mimicking these Asian countries with the stack and pack and the coffin-style sleeping rooms. It's
I'll
ridiculous.
I'll tell you what they're going to do, Linda. You talked about that car deal where they're going to give vehicles and stuff.
Yep.
They're going to push more cars onto the highways, and they're going to claim cars are the reason for the global warming, and then they're going to ban cars, and you're going to have to use private transportation, and you're going to have to live in the cities.
I guess I'll have to armor my vehicles because I ain't quitting driving. I'll drive and
good
run over
you.
That when they try to stop me.
I think Patrick's is going to look like a SWAT team vehicle. That's going to be funny. Or the new DHS.
It'd be call up the Patrick
okay.
deal.
I got to run.
Pat,
be blessed.
It was awesome hearing from you, brother.
Absolutely.
I'm glad to see you
Thanks,
still around,
Ron,
man.
Thanks, Ron, for calling in, too.
You bet.
And say hi to everybody, and we're praying for your dad. I know it's kind of a tough time, so kind of fill us in when you can.
I sure will. God bless, guys. Thank
God
you.
God bless. Good
Bye-bye.
Night.
God bless.
Anyway, Patrick, we've got plenty of time. We got 20 minutes, so just keep talking. Enjoy. I'll let you and Bill talk about stuff, and we can moderate, whatever. We can talk about Delaney. I'd love to have you in Delaney.
Where?
Patrick.
What? Delaney.
We're doing a what do you call it? A reunion in Indiana in July.
Wow.
Is Bill still with me?
I'm still with you.
Okay.
We're doing a
fact,
reunion, Pat. We did one last year here in Indiana at Delaney
fabulous.
Creek Park.
Oh, yeah.
You can look
I
it up on the
that.
Internet. Well,
yeah.
You can look it up on the Internet. Everybody wanted to come back this year. We're going to have a little bit bigger crowd than we had last year here. And looking forward to it. It couldn't come fast enough. This year, there's no drought, people.
Praise the Lord.
Well, no kidding. Everybody needs to stop praying for rain.
Well, California is a mess. We don't have any water here. It's a damn desert. And they've turned, you know what, in fact, my mother was very upset because I was telling her about what they did to the Central Valley. We used to be part of the breadbasket of America, and they've destroyed it because Frank and Feinstein and the rest of them, and they wanted to save this fish, which was a big lie and a hoax anyway. And that's what you should have seen me, Bill. You would have been so proud of me.
I went there. I know how to kill a fish.
If you look at those elected of California that stood with that, every one of the doing that, every one of them
They're
tied
communists.
Somehow or some way into Monsanto.
Well, not only that, they're out and out socialists. We got Franken Feinstein, you got Boxer, you got Piglosi, you got Maxine Waters, and Jerry Mussolini Brown. Look, it's disgusting what's going on. We have evil people all
into
through
Sodom
California.
California.
Yes, well, I call it Commifornia, and it is Sodom and Gomorrah. It absolutely is. I mean, Vegas can't hold a candle to our deal. At least they're honest, like Glenn said in his speech. They advertise that they have crooks and hookers there. I mean, at least they're honest about it. And D.C. and Frisco and Sacramento, they lie through their teeth. They try to mask their iniquities because that's what they are, one big den of iniquity. It's disgusting. So, anywho, we've our Agenda 21. So what happened at this, one of the things that happened at the meeting was that the first thing they did when they asked me, because I was listening to all this diatribe about the carbon tax and the CO2 and all this nonsense and the global warming, and I looked at the moderator and I said, first of all, you talked about greenhouse gases. I says, greenhouse gases is water vapor. I said, this AB 32, which was the cap and trade of California, and the SB 375, which was also signed by Schwartz and Housekeeper, the rat, before he left. And then I said, this whole thing is diabolical. I said, I don't believe in it. I said, there is no human-caused global warming, climate change stuff. And I said, I've been to these meetings. I've walked with people like Lord Monckton and Dr. Singer from the IPCC out to their cars after their lectures. I says, this is nonsense, and I'm not putting up with it. I says, I don't want totalitarian government and things like that. I says, I don't want anyone telling me what I can do at any time. I said, this is ridiculous. There's no freedom here. And then you know, some of them got quiet, but I had to yell at the one that's an out-and-out. Like I said, he's so far to the left that he's in Jupiter. But, you know, I did that one.
There's not a one of them, Linda. If you ask them, so
right.
You're telling me that all the heat ups and cool downs in the world's history, and now we're
yep.
having one, you claim, and all of a sudden this one is man made.
Nope.
Who made
and
all the others?
The thing. Yeah. Who? And here's the other one. Lord Monckton had a chart. He was showing a long term, from like whatever BC all the way to 2008. And the one of the Middle Ages, had the hugest global warming of all time, the biggest mountain, you know, on the curve of all time. So if there was ever a hockey stick moment, that would be it. Now, I don't think there was too many SUVs in the Middle Ages. I could be wrong, but so this is nonsense. These people are absolutely being lied to. And when we got to the next table, this communist, his name's Mike, I had met him before during some other rallies, and I realized what – and he kept saying that – he kept holding up his earth science books, and he looked at me, and he said, you mean to tell me you're dismissing the textbooks? And I says, excuse me? I said, yes, you mean the ones written by the progressives? I says, our national and state and city and local and everything else education system in this country is in the toilet. It shut him up for a minute. And then the moderator asked me, because we went around the table and we did a few things about all this, the transportation element and all these things. And he says, well, because he got the gist of what I was saying. He says, what role, if any, do you think the government should play in this? And I says, I think they should be out of about 90% of all that they're in right now. And, I mean, it kind of shut him up, but he understood what I was saying. And this one lady looked at me and she says, so do you think that I said, I believe in individuals. I says, I believe in individual freedom and individual responsibility. And she says, do you think that individuals would build the roads? And I said, of course.
That dude did it. Because
huh?
That was the thing she told them to begin with.
Yeah, and you know what I said? I said, absolutely. If we had a free market capitalistic system, which we haven't had since 1850, she looked at me, and I'm telling you, she was shocked. She was speechless, Bill. She'd never heard anyone say this stuff before. But you know what?
Well,
she heard it that day.
I would have said to her, lady, inmates built most of your roads in this country to begin with. And now
absolutely.
You don't want them to, you don't want to put them out there building them. You want to hire someone at 12 times the damn amount that'll stand out there doing nothing for days to milk the hours instead of having people out there who will actually do the work and get it done.
Hey, you've
wow.
worked on road people, haven't you? I have.
I've seen it before. I've done road work before. I've seen it done. I know here in Indiana, in southern Indiana, down along 65 and stuff, you'll see a blue bus out there all the time with people with their little orange suits on.
Yep.
Those are inmates.
Yep.
They're the ones
yep.
who maintain the highway and everything. $1.50 a day.
That's what
oh,
they
I know.
Got here in Missouri.
You're not paying health care. You're not paying retirement or
nope.
none of that. You're paying $1.50 a day.
That's
for
correct.
Each one of them to be out there. When you drive by, you won't see two people working and eight standing around. You'll see eight working and two standing around, and they'll be guards.
Like with
yep.
guns.
Yep. I know. So, yeah, I mean, it's crazy what's happening, but at least I got to speak my mind. Because I couldn't take it, Bill. I was not nice when I wasn't like completely off the wall, but I was very firm and I was kind of loud because I was just frustrated.
When the tornado hit here in Henryville, Indiana, that was on all the news everywhere. The first people there helping clean up and look for people was the inmates from Henryville.
Wow. I'll be darned.
They cleaned up the tornado damage down in Evansville once. They went out and picked 48.5 acres of marijuana for the state police. I mean, they use them. $1.50 a day. You know how much money that saves the state of Indiana?
A lot. But you know what they did now? The California courts, look what they did here in California. They forced Jerry Brown and all these people to release 10,000 inmates because of prison overcrowding, and 800 of them are going to be in San Diego County. So I'm hoping I have enough ammunition.
They released the hardened criminals, not the guy who got busted for a joint.
And here's the problem.
Right.
And you know what the reason? You know what the reason was from these goddamn liberals? They said it was cruel and unusual punishment to have overcrowding in prisons. What?
They need to come here to Stone County. The brand new jail here is getting overcrowded.
You know, in California, a couple of years ago, you had a wildfire going on.
Yep.
Right before that, they wanted to use inmates to pick crops, and they threw a fit. But when they had a wildfire going on, there wasn't one of them throwing a fit about them inmates coming out there and fighting that fire. I'd have let their farms burn to the ground. Inmates aren't good enough to pick your crops. They're not good enough to put out your fire.
Well, the problem is at this point of the game, because of what I think is going on with this Agenda 21, I am not sure who's starting these fires. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I agree with you 100%.
How many of these houses that have burned out there in Colorado are they going to allow to be rebuilt?
Oh, yeah, just like all the...
Exactly.
Yep. Because they don't believe in private property. And this is what we were talking... Okay, this kind of brings me back to what we did at the...
I don't think heaven to hell on my property. And I don't let the suckers fly over my house. I have called the National Guard and told them I will shoot them down if they fly over my house. And
what,
they
the
go
drones?
Around me now.
What are they flying?
Helicopters and jets when they run the bombing practices on the Y Bridge down here.
Oh, yeah,
it's
disgusting.
Fly on by and play like they're going to blow the dam up.
Oh, lovely. They'll get around to that, Pat. Don't worry. Agenda 21 will blow it up.
They got helicopters that fly down there every day.
It's crazy. Are you seeing any chemtrails in your area?
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah, we get
Linda, that's across the entire nation you're seeing that.
A buddy of mine
I know.
Is over in Arabia, Arab country somewhere over there, working in the oil fields, and he said there are chemtrails like you wouldn't believe.
Yep.
And he's telling all these guys, he says, you see those? That's poisoning you.
Yep. I heard it's worse in upstate New York.
And now Obama's putting his friend, who's raised thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars for his presidential campaigns, as head of our commerce.
Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah. We got it. We got to get rid of this guy, people. We have got to get rid of this guy.
You've
got to
get rid of more than him. You've got to get rid of him. Everybody he's put into positions, everybody who's obtained positions while he's been elected. You've got to weed out Congress and the Senate. It's got to be dealt with. It's time for charges, and it's time to make examples of these people.
I agree with you.
Who seem to think our Constitution and our rule of law does not apply to them, and they have the power to just kick it to the side and do as they choose to pad their own pockets.
Well, it's not. Yep. Look, the thing that's making me crazy, too, you guys, is that they're not just padding their pockets, Bill. They are taking away our freedoms left and right, and they are steamrolling over us like Stalin, and I'm tired of it. I can't take it anymore, and I'm not going to. And we better do this before we cross the thresholds where we can't do it. And they've got the FEMA trucks out here with the shackles.
I've been saying for years, we've played right into their hands because they don't see that we're going to do nothing. So they can keep right on doing what they're doing.
I know.
We're going to scream and holler, but that's all we do. There's no real threat against them to hold them accountable.
What'd you say, Pat?
They don't understand. I said they don't understand how much the military is on our side.
Exactly, the Oath Keepers.
Well, yeah, they do, Pat. That's why you're seeing a huge reduction coming in our military, and they're going to replace those in the military with gays and this and that and people who will follow his agenda. Because they didn't like that survey that showed up that 70-some percent would not turn their guns on the American people for Obama.
Yeah. That's what scares them. There are millions of
And you're getting ready to see one huge military cut coming.
It won't matter if they cut the military. They're still trained.
They're still going to have those same. Yeah, they're still trained. You trained them. And
that's what scares them. That's why they want the guns. You got to get them guns because
there's
too many
if you guys
can shoot them from a mile away and not even flinch.
If they can't take our guns away, they can't bring in their agenda. Us having guns and being armed is the biggest deterrent to them pushing their agenda. If we did not have arms, we would already be under a global government.
I know. Because that's the one thing that's standing in their way is the United States, and you know that. So we've got to do something, and I'm glad Glenn's doing his thing. I'm glad you guys are talking the way you are. I just don't want to see it. I mean, because it could go south, Bill, if we do it with secular humanism in our minds. I mean,
no,
you know that.
We've got to unite people, and
and
that's the whole thing. And like I said, we've got our own Tea Party groups who refuse to get on board and unite with other groups because they're serving some purpose of their own. We've dealt with that in the past, ladies.
I know.
You remember, right? Wasn't that the reason we left the last group?
Yes. Okay. Look, I agree with you, but I think that with the people that I hang out with, you guys, my people here in California, there's tons of people. There's like six or seven groups I'm kind of affiliated with. They have completely done a 180 and have gone away from the idea that we're going to fix this by voting our way out of it. They get it now. They know we're screwed.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of them, you know, they're not going to, they're just like me. They're not going to agree with Glenn Beck on 100% because none of us do. But he's got a huge audience. If he's got 15 to 18 million people and they all stand up with Alveda King and David Barton and what's his face, the rabbi, and all these black robe guys and march and do whatever and do it peacefully, that's a lot of people. That's not 2 million. That's 10 or 9 who are sick of this, and they will march.
They should have been marching before this amnesty thing over this amnesty thing because it's going to destroy the black economy way more than
that. It's going to destroy everything. Look, it's all part of their plan.
Legal immigrants are going to find it hard to get jobs. Legal citizens are going to be put out of jobs and replaced by illegals because it's cheaper for the company to do that. Let's be honest. The GOP wants the cheap labor and the profits and the pockets of the big corporations.
And the Dems
and the
want
Democrats
the
want the votes. And the Republican Party's not smart enough to see that granting amnesty is giving away any power you're ever going to have.
Well, look, what ticks me off is when if you're going like Patrick was talking about, the real true constitution, the one for the American people, for America, and the whole reason behind the founding in what was 1789 when they had their convention. And when you look at what sovereignty is and that you have article, I think it's 4, section 4 or whatever it is, that we have these rules in there that they're supposed to protect the sovereignty. Oh, no, they don't do that anymore. They've got NAFTA, UNIDO, UNESCO. They've got TPP, SPP. They've got sanctuary cities, and they've got people flooding across the border, and they're just handing them money left and right. It's nuts.
Well, here's,
it's absolutely
here's what we got to do. We got to take this thing that Pat's saying, and we got to put that out there. We got to get with Pat and get out there and tell him there are two different constitutions. There's one for us, the people, and there's one made up by these idiots in charge.
Yep. It's time to put it on a little roll. It's time to put it in the bathroom on a roll.
That's right.
Right?
Exactly.
It's what we got to do. And I think, you're right. We got to get a lot of messages out there. But look, if we can unite that many people, Bill, and they can do a real, truly civil rights movement without any bloodshed or very little, that to me, that's powerful. Because once even the lamestream media, once it's out there, or all these people who are citizen watchdog journalists, and they get this stuff on YouTube and they get it every place else, and then you get idiots like local channels and NBC pulling up, getting a few blurbs on it, and people say, hey, and you got 9 to 10 million people out there marching constantly saying, we want our, you know, we shall overcome again. Absolutely. It's going to. It could be something good, you know. It's going to wake some people up. It's going to unite them, I think. I mean,
I had a guy tell me, Linda, that in my area, the shit's going to hit the fan. I had a guy tell me, Linda, that in my area, I'll be the first person that they come after.
Oh, God.
The guy told me that. There were other people standing there, and they said, well, you tell them when they come, they better bring more than one, because they're not just... They're not just going to be coming to get Bill.
Absolutely.
Bring more than one body bag.
Well, in this county, I'm related to 70% of this county in some way or another, Pat.
I know.
Come get me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
See how my family reacts.
I got about 3 minutes. I'm going to go and do this promo for 41 seconds. Stay with me, and we're going to do our final thoughts and maybe a tiny bit of music. And we're going to – I got my show tomorrow, so I'm hopefully I'll be able to share more stuff that we're dealing with. Hang on.
Blog Talk Radio and Patriot Family is where you need to be if you want to be informed and inspired 5 days a week. On Monday at 7:30 p.m., you can listen to the Constitution Hour. On Tuesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Family Chat. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Right from the Left Coast. On Thursday at 6 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Education. And on Friday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Exposed but Never Forgotten. All times are Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you there.
Okay, we're back, and you know what? I'm so happy that Patrick's here. It's been a pleasure. I'm so glad you got to get into this studio. It's been amazing. Is there any final thoughts, sir?
No. God bless America.
Yep. Well, God bless the Republic the way it was meant to be. Yeah, absolutely. And Bill, what's your final goodies for us today?
Let's keep pulling together. It's only by being united that we're going to win this battle, and it's time that we unite and take back our country and establish the right, the rules of law, and establish
course
for a future for our children and grandchildren where they still have freedom and liberty.
Yeah, I know. We got to know what our rights are, or we'll lose them, or we won't even have them. Amen. You guys, I'm going to take us out. We got just a little bit of time left with some really good spiritual music here. It's kind of cool. That's been in our Blog Talk Radio studio audio clips. And thank you guys so much. I'll see you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. for Right from the Left Coast. Hopefully I can pull up some really good stuff off the internet and just do what I got to do and keep sounding the alarm like Paulette Revere. Okay. Here we go.
Okay, bye.
God bless you guys.
Yeah. my name gently. Love eternal, reaching to me, jealous for me. I will stay with you forever. Arm in arm we'll walk together. You will never let me go.
Good night, guys. God bless. See you tomorrow.